Can I have some money? Asked Fern. I want to go out on the midway.
You stay right where you are, said her mother. Tears came to Fern's eyes.
What's everybody crying about? Asked Mr. Zuckerman.
Let's get busy. Edith, bring the buttermilk.
Mrs. Zuckerman wiped her eyes with her handkerchief. She went to the truck and came back with a gallon jar of buttermilk.
Bath time, said Zuckerman cheerfully. He and Mrs. Zuckerman and Avery climbed into Wilbur's pen. Avery slowly poured buttermilk on Wilbur's head and back,
and as it trickled down his sides and cheeks, Mr. and Mrs. Zuckerman rubbed it into his hair and skin. Passers-by stopped to watch. Pretty soon a crowd had gathered. Wilbur grew beautifully white and smooth. The morning sun shone through his pink ears.
He isn't as big as that pig next door, remarked one bystander, but he's cleaner. That's what I like.
So do I, said another man.
He's humble, too, said a woman, reading the sign on the web.
Everybody who visited the pig pen had a good word to say about Wilbur. Everyone admired the web, and of course nobody noticed Charlotte.
Suddenly a voice was heard on the loudspeaker.